Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about deer attractants 101. Scents, cover scents, lures, everything that a new hunter needs to know about how to use deer scents in order to be successful. Now, I want to start off by... You're not going to expect this, probably, but my general advice on this category, on everything you need to know as a new hunter when it comes to deer scents, attractants, and lures, and all of those items, is you don't need to use any of them. That is my advice. Don't even bother. Don't waste the time to research it. Don't waste the money to buy any of it. Don't waste the energy to try to use some of it. Don't invest your time or your money or your thoughts or your woods time on any of this stuff. I personally don't think hardly any of the products on the market help a lot. Some of them may help a little. But as a new hunter, there's so many other areas that are more important that are going to do more for you than buying, commercially produced synthetic deer urine or whatever. You don't need to worry about any of this stuff. In fact, there are a lot of veteran hunters, veteran big buck hunters, hunters who've taken multiple record trophy bucks and take one or two every year across multiple states. They don't bother for 5 minutes with any of this stuff. Does that mean there's nothing to any of it? You know, there might be some things to some of it at certain times and certain situations, but my advice to you is it's not worth going down that road with all the time and all the money and all the games you have to play in order to see if something may or may not be helpful. You got bigger fish to fry and there's more important things. But there are a couple deer attractants that are worthwhile, but they're not synthetic scents and they're not pee in a bottle. They are practical, real things that can help you. Number one, deer attractant, food. That's right. Whether it's a food plot, agricultural field, an apple tree, wild growing clover, honeysuckle, deer need to eat 5 times a day. Deer are attracted to food. Oftentimes that food costs you nothing because it's in the woods. All you need to do is find it, confirm that the deer go to that to eat, and then set up. You have a natural deer attractant. Oftentimes will cost you little or nothing, and it is foolproof. Are deer going to come to pee in a bottle? Maybe, but the woods are full of pee. Deer are peeing all the time. Other animals are peeing all the time. Deer are peeing everywhere. You know, you don't see a lot of deer walking over to where other deer peed all the time. It's not something that's like this constant, major, game-changing thing. But food, they're going to eat 5 times a day. And if you can find food, food's going to attract deer. And if you can set up on that food, you're going to have better success. Number two, water. Specifically water holes or ponds or streams and dry areas. Deer will drink. They like to drink. They don't always have to drink, but when water's convenient or you've got the only water in an area or if you've got a little 100-gallon water hole on a trail that they regularly walk on, deer are very often once or twice a day going to stop at that water hole or at that little pond or at that little trail. and they'll sit there, they'll just drink for a couple seconds, and they'll be on your way. So if you can find that, or if you can create that habitat improvement, that is a natural deer attractor. That is going to bring deer in, and it's going to cause them to pause for as long as you need in order to get a shot at them with a bow or a rifle. Water is a natural deer attractant. It's also one you can create and put there. You get a little a water basin, dig a hole, put it in, or just dig a hole near a stream, or do whatever you need to do to find or create some water along a deer movement area, and you will guide and curve deer's movement patterns to go through that area so they can take a sip on a regular basis. So water is a natural deer attractant. Mock scrapes, natural deer attractant. Get a vine, five or so feet long, cut it, hang it up about waist level, so the bottom cut is about waist level, hanging on a rope between two trees, in the middle of or right next to a deer trail or a regular movement area. And deer love to come to mock scrapes. They like to lick the branch, lick the vine. They rub the orbital glands on their forehead on it. Bucks might come and like to rub their antlers on it. They like to smell it, because all the deer touching this and licking it and rubbing their heads on it, it lets deer know who else is around. It's like a message board. It's like Facebook for deer. So, you know, they come by and say, who's here? What have they been up to? What are they doing? And then you got the scrape in the ground. They'll paw the dirt right under that branch. You can scuff that up and dig that a little bit. They like the smell of the minerals, of the bare earth. And they may urinate in that. They may paw in that. They may do whatever in that. And that is a natural deer attractant. And it's a focal point of deer movement. And people say, okay, well, what kind of scent do I need to buy to put on that scrape or put on that branch?
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way, with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. MidwayUSA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
You don't put anything on the branch. There's nothing you can buy to put on that branch that's going to be better than deer rubbing that branch and putting their own scent on it. And that's free. What do I pour in the scrape? You don't need to pour anything in the scrape. Actually, the best thing you can do for the scrape is, once you're done setting it up, go ahead and urinate right in the scrape to get it started. Within 20 minutes of human pee, animal pee, any pee in the woods, it begins to break down. That ammonia smell begins to come out, and deer can't tell the difference between what animal made it or what deer made it. So within 20 minutes, your urine becomes just as valuable as regular deer urine. And you put that there, and I have seen again and again and again, set up a mock scrape, pee in that scrape, put up a trail cam on that scrape, that same day, sometimes within 2 hours, there's a deer there licking the branch, licking the scrape, sniffing around. There may be 2 or 3 deer. It's uncanny. People, there's this myth that if you pee in the woods, deer are going to smell that and keep them away for days. That's craziness. Within 20 minutes, deer can't tell the difference between its being human urine and deer urine. And deer urine is something that is a mild attractant to them, so they will come to check it out, and they'll make that a regular point that they go to. And so you don't need to buy anything. You don't need to spend any money. You got these natural deer attractants: food, water, mock scrape. That's what you need. That'll do the job. And those are much better. They're going to work a much higher percentage of the time than anything you can buy, any scent, any smell. And a lot of those things are just as likely to turn deer away if you use them the wrong way, the wrong quantities, the wrong time. And they're suspicious. They cause you to have to get out in the woods to move around more and potentially leave more of your scent. And you just don't need to do that as a new hunter. Now, you get experience, you get seasoned, you want to experiment some with that. You know, I'm not against that at all. I'm not opposed to experimenting some and trying to figure out if you like any of that or any of that's helpful to you. But as a new hunter, you got way more important things to think about and focus on. You get those down, you get some success under your belt, you get some experience under your belt, and then you can try some of these things if you want to. And you'll have some experience to be able to judge whether or not you think it's effective, whatever you buy, whatever you try. Because to be honest, if you just go out right now and try a bunch of stuff, you wouldn't know if it was helping you or hurting you, because you wouldn't have any experience to compare it against. So you're better off getting that experience without spending money. And then if you want to test some things and spend a little money, at least you now have some context to have a sense for, does this work and is this helpful? So short one today, but really I think that is right to the point of the most important things that new hunters need to know about deer attractants and lures and scents and so on. You don't need them. They may help a little, but there's a lot of other things you can do that are going to help a lot. Food in particular. Deer have to eat 5 times a day. So if you can find food and you can set up along food or close to food or on a path that leads to food, that is guaranteed lore that is going to work. It's never going to repel deer. They're never going to be like, oh, there's too much food over there. I don't know. Seems suspicious. Now, as long as they don't smell you, or they don't smell something weird, or they don't see you or hear you, deer are going to be attracted to food. Especially as the season gets later, as food becomes more and more scarce, this matters more and more. Same with water, and then mock scrapes, and they're in that order, I think. So hope this is helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes. Subscribe to this show, and however you guys listen. And then you can see other episodes and a lot of the stuff that we do. Till next time, God bless you and go get them in the woods.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude.
Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment. Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.